Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome,
but we're hopeful and justice will end. Life, life matters.
Freddie Gray, Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. A black perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by. The messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OT out of Florida. Let's podcast.
Black Lives Matter. Yeah, Black Lives Matter. And I'm going to continue to send that message every podcast because I think it's a very important message that nowhere should that message be lost. And again, I say Black Lives Matter. And the reason I want to emphasize Black Lives Matter, because everybody else fully understands and accepts that other lives matter. Hey, tonight I got the crew here tonight. How's everybody doing?
Good. Good.
I got baby sis on the check in.
Well,
I know there's calmers out there.
Yes.
All right. Hey, since everybody's here.
I'm good.
All right, man. Man, we done asked like five questions, man, before you just came back in. But I'm good. Okay, so you are delayed. So we got the messenger coming to us. He live in London, some damn place. He in London. Hey, but listen. Again, we want to. Somebody's giving me a whole lot of extra right now. We want to talk about white privilege, and let me get things started by saying, when I say white privilege, there are certain things in life that if you're not black, you will never understand, and if you're not white, you'll never understand. I get that. That's why tonight I want to give you a white privilege perspective coming from black people or people of color. So I'm going to start it off. We're going to have a round table tonight. And the cast, I want to know what you guys feel about white privilege. Because as I talk to my white friends about white privilege, for some reason, they always want to spend it into if you work hard, you know, that's the American dream. You can get ahead. If you go to school, you can get ahead. If you do all the things that society tells you, then nothing stops you from getting ahead. But I want to say it's far, far, far from that. When I, again, this is my perspective on this. When I say white privilege to me is a privilege given to white people that they never even fucking asked for. It's some shit that it's just like when you're born, you have a name. That to me is what white privilege is. And when I say, because again, I got some white folks or friends that grew up just as poor as I did. Not that I stayed poor. We wasn't poor long, but it makes a good story when you do when you're doing a podcast. We're gonna say, yeah, we were so poor, but now we had it bad, but we was far from that. But there are white people who grew up with us. At no point in time would they have traded their situation for my situation. White privilege to me, again, is you get breaks in life that come so natural to you that you don't even understand it because you did absolutely nothing to get it. So when I say a coalition of people fighting for equality, see, that's one of the underlying things that's – we have momentum now, but that's one of the underlying things that's going to put some brakes on this shit because when people that are not of color realize that fighting for equality means – they give up some shit that they really didn't even know they had. A problem is going to come up on that. But, hey, let me go around my cast tonight and let me know. And, again, you know, all my cast is of color. Well, Sister Tippy, she's not on with us as of yet, but I'm sure she'll be on. But tell me, Cass, when I say white privilege, baby sis, what does that mean to you? When I say white privilege, tell me what white privilege means to you.
Well, to me, white privilege is not – well, let me just say this. I don't want to come off or to think that white people most don't work hard for what they have accomplished because that's not what I'm – or how I view that. To me, white privilege is – I don't really even think that a lot of them are aware of it because it's something that they have and a lot of them that – they're really not aware of it. It's something that they have because of primarily just the color of their skin, pretty much. So it's kind of like unearned in that sense.
Does that make sense? That makes a lot of sense. And again, I think that's why And I say to my audience again that we're giving you white privilege from a black perspective. So it's something, again, definitely not earned.
It's like it's built in. It's like a built-in advantage,
exactly.
Separate.
It's exactly
like
when I say
from the level of their accomplishment.
Yeah. When I say not earned, it's not even asked for. And a lot of times
right. It's
just given. Hey, bro, messenger, talk to me. What do you think white privilege? What do you think white privilege means to you? What does that mean?
It just means just the fact that it's basically what you just got finished saying, something that's not earned to you. For example, me and a white friend, we go to school, we do the same thing, and we get the same grades. But when we come out, he can start a business. Why? Because his daddy already done got money to do some things that I can't do. And so that gives him a step ahead. We go to the bank. He still got a step ahead. Do you know that they have it set up? It's called Redline, where if you're in a certain district, no matter what you do or anything to that nature, you won't even get a loan. So they've got that white privilege thing set up, whereas if you live outside of that red line, then you can get a loan. So it's just white privilege is basically just getting stuff that you don't really deserve. It just comes to you natural, automatically. Like you don't get a ticket for speeding, you get a warning.
To me, it's white privilege. It should be viewed as a built-in advantage. It's separate from one's level of income or effort. It's a built-in advantage. It's separate from your level of income or your effort. It's just a built-in advantage based on the color of your skin.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me keep going around the table. Baby bro, talk to me, man. Well, what does white privilege mean to you?
That dates all the way back to slavery days where slaves were considered not human and they never had no rights. And that just kind of, if you want to call it trickle down, that just kind of followed it all the way up to the present day. It's kind of like being in the mob. It's like when you're a made man, you can fuck with anybody you want to, but nobody can fuck with you. They have that sort of mentality.
He's just going to bring good. What's that, Goodfellas?
There you go.
That's Goodfellas? You can fuck around. You can fuck around with anybody, but nobody can fuck with you.
Yeah.
Nurse Carmen, talk to me. Tell me about white privilege. What does that mean to you?
They look at it as if it's an entitlement. They're entitled to what they can get or have because of the color of their skin. Like entangled entitlement.
Okay. And again, I'll be the first to say that white privilege to me, and again, I'm not being white. I'm giving you a different perspective from outside. Because you don't ask for it, you feel you're entitled to it. And to try to explain that to people, to some white people, they miss it because, again, they get hung up on economics and I work for everything that I have. And nobody ever questioned that. See, again, and let me say this. White privilege is wrong only because it's just for white people. If there was some black privilege out there, I'm saying I would like to enjoy it for a few years before I got on the road march for equality. So I'm sorry. I understand this shit, but it's just wrong because I'm definitely on the opposite side of the fence, and there ain't no privilege coming my way that ain't fought for or definitely earned.
This black privilege is just called the hookup.
Yeah, but see, the hookup will get your ass in jail. White privilege allows you to just keep going on with your everyday life, but the hookup, your ass, you can go to jail for the hookup. You're not going to jail for white privilege.
But I know. The point I'm making is that's our only privilege is the hookup.
Oh, we got the underground and shit. But then, yeah, we got the underground privilege there. But you know, again, it's a touchy subject to talk about with white people, only because we sense or we see through our black perspective the get over that's given to that race of people. And again, it falls to you, to the white folks, so natural that sometimes you're oblivious to it and you think it's like that for everybody because it's little things that you never even had to ask for. Like you said earlier, speeding ticket versus you getting your ass whipped. Little things like that. You would think that as being somebody white, when a cop pulls you over and asks you for your papers, you know, or whatever he's gonna check you out with, you think that that happens to everybody. But it really, so far from that. And I'm only talking something that minute. So when I try to talk about white privilege, man, to white people, I'm not mad at you for it. I'm mad more so that I don't have that privilege. But it's something you have, you didn't ask for. And you most times, again, until you become aware that you have that privilege, most times you just go on with your everyday life, not even thinking about that. But once you go to school, once you are in enough situations or you are in an environment that's got a mix of people, and then you begin to see how you get treated differently on small levels, it then begins to resonate in your mind. Okay, I see it, but it ain't my fault. And I never put fault on it. I just say it is what it is. Jumping on in here from down there in hot ass Florida.
Can I ask a question? Is that how affirmative action came about?
Well, see, affirmative action came about to try to balance or some measure of equalizing that. But affirmative action, white people looked at affirmative action as now we're going to a job site. And even though the white person is more qualified, because of affirmative action, that job has to go to somebody black or somebody of color. And let me tell you, in that particular situation, if I was white, I understand your frustration. And you're frustrated because right now that situation directly involves you, and you shut your eyes to everything that went on 50 years before that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
When a black man was more qualified than a white guy, but white guy got it because he's white.
See, OG, we started off tonight asking a question, and I would like to hear your response to it. What does white privilege mean to you? When you say white privilege, what does that mean?
It means that they have the right to first dibs, so to speak.
When you say the right,
by the very fact of their birth, they have first dibs on anything, including our women, okay, at times.
He said, "Yo, have everything." Well, I said, "The way OG, the way you said that, you said we don't mind giving up agriculture. We don't care. We don't even care about giving up the money." But you messing with the sisters, man, and we not trying to have that.
I hear that.
Even all women.
I hear that. No, it's them allowing to get away with things that everybody else can't.
It's okay.
They get the first cut. Get the first bite of the apple, so to speak.
That seems to be the general consensus. And you know, I always want to say, man, I ain't mad at you for it. I'm just mad that I don't have it. Yeah, I ain't mad at you for it.
No, I'm mad at him because.
Yeah.
I'm mad because there is in this society that feeling that simply because I was born right. Gives me, it's almost like I'm born to royalty. Talk about inalienable rights.
Well, no, and baby bro, somebody kind of touched on that earlier. You know, when we as a nation evolve out of slavery, and you know, once the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, that was just a document that ended slavery. That didn't end slavery. Okay. What they said was, just we're going to have a going out of business sale. We're going to open the same store under a different name. Here comes Jim Crow. And we're going to go on like we've been going on. So it takes forever to wash that out of generations of people. And again, that goes back to you know, their privilege of from birth, they've always felt that they were better. In fact, it was at one point the law that we didn't even exist, or we weren't real people. We were property. So when I talk white,
one fifth.
If you had one fifth chromosome, you wasn't shit. And watch this. And they made the chromosome so minute. Because they knew the slave owner. Wait a minute, hold on. They knew the slave owner was going out in the barn, like OG said, getting our women. So in the event that you fathered children, because that mother carried at least one of the chromosomes, one fifth chromosome, that child was never shit.
But I remember back in the day at historical black colleges, where even the fraternities and sororities was based on the amount of evil, if you will, black, quote unquote, black blood in you. And
yeah,
you
that's
get
that
all
one
them damn runes.
That's
the
chromosome.
You know,
yeah, that's
the
chromosome. But again,
I mean, we did it to ourselves, just like we kill ourselves.
We
kill ourselves in badges far more than police.
No,
we
listen
up. First of all,
no,
I think we
are
responsible for some of the crap that happens because we allowed it to happen.
When you say, wait a minute, hold on. When you say allowed it to happen, I don't think we allowed shit to happen. I think it happened and there wasn't shit we could do about it. And that's a big difference from allowing some shit to happen. Now, even though, and again, I'm getting off the white privilege a little bit.
You remember slavery votes, don't you?
Slavery
you read
votes?
Slavery votes.
Yeah, really? Yeah, you're a slave. You going to vote. If your vote ain't for who it's supposed to be for, you don't wake up in the morning.
I'm not voting. I thought revote. There were plantations that rose up against their masters and slaughtered. Yeah, they got wasted in the end of it. But
there
wasn't a freedom.
Wait a minute. There were always attempts for freedom. Oh, listen. Slavery didn't. Why do you think the term cracker came out? Because that's master with the whip. Why he had to have the whip? Because them slaves kept trying to get away. So trying to get the freedom was never not tried.
Okay.
But after watching so many people get their ass beat, and I'm talking about, I mean, you getting whipped all night. They got platoons of people coming on to scar your back up. That'll take some of that stink, that thirst. That'll take some of that thirst up out that ass, man. So I'm not buying that. We allow shit. I ain't hearing that. Shit happened to us, but I'm not even beginning to try to understand no shit like we allowed that. No, we far from that.
No.
That whip will make you change your name.
Yes, it will.
Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that we as a... But there were those who tolerated it simply because they didn't want to, lack of a better word, afraid of the consequences.
Hey, watch this. And when the consequences are that severe, what, you know what? You can play that fast forward to today. You stop a black motorist when the police come up to you. I don't care if you just came from church, you nervous. I don't care how good your English is. And when I say good, compared to the way society thinks we should speak, I don't care how good that is. When the police officer roll up to you, you're going to make that perfect. You're going to make that better. All night long, you and your boys could be in the car talking about, nah, dog, we that. When that police officer roll up to your ass right off the bat, yes, sir, no, sir. And again, because we understand what the consequences might be, so it don't make you no punk. It just makes you smart.
As the saying
years
goes,
and, yeah. Script. Yeah, years and years of... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Discretion being the better part of valor.
Well, again, but it shows through the generations how, as people of color, we've been conditioned to act a certain way. And that conditioning, people that are not of color didn't have to go through that. Again, that's what brings me back to this whole conversation we call white privilege. And again, it could be something that minute, and I don't really consider that minute. But when we raise our children, and I've seen a commercial on TV with this. Do you think that white people have to actually sit down and have conversations with their children about if you're stopped by the police officer, how you should act? Now, let me tell you something. No, that's some natural shit. If you stop by the police officer, you calm your ass down and you give him the documents that he's asking for. There shouldn't have to be home training about that. But in the black home, as soon as that, I mean, again, once you are allowed to leave home unsupervised, you get that talk. When that police officer roll up to you, everything is well mannered. Never mind
in
how
this day
you
and age,
actually
I don't
live.
Think that. I don't think we gave that speech or that conversation 50 years or 40 years ago.
What?
it's a recent thing.
It's a recent
Maybe the last
thing.
20 years.
Yeah, because you know why? It's a recent thing because right up until then, we just accepted the shit.
No, I don't know that we accepted. I think there was a different mentality. I don't know that we accepted it.
I think there was a different mentality, correct? And you didn't.
Yes.
The speech wasn't given 40 years ago, but you as a 40-year-ago young man or young woman just knew that this is what I better do.
Yeah, right.
And it was done automatically, you know what I mean? You didn't need it because 40, 50 years ago is when we had the TV. Right now, people ain't really watching TV and stuff. They're on the internet.
Can I read something to you guys for a minute?
Go ahead, you got it.
Is that okay? It says, white privilege... It says, white privilege, you're more likely to be treated as an individual rather than a stereotype. It says here that white privilege includes these as facts. White people are less likely to be followed and interrogated or searched by law enforcement because they look suspicious. White people's skin tone will not be a reason people hesitate to trust their credit or financial responsibility. If white people are accused of a crime, they are less likely to be presumed guilty, less likely to be sentenced to death, or more likely to be portrayed in a fair, nuanced manner by media outlets. It says personal faults or missteps of white people will likely not be used later to deny opportunities or compassion to people who share their racial identity. This privilege is visible to many white people because it seems reasonable that people should be extended compassion as they move through the world. So white people don't see that as a problem because, again, that's built in. That's a built-in advantage to them where that's not built in for us.
And like I said.
And that's privilege that they have.
I'm not mad at you because you have it. I'm just pissed off. Because I do not have
yeah,
it. So
that's
let's
it right
that.
Here in a nutshell.
Yeah,
we don't have that privilege, and they do. It's built in automatically for them. All those things I just read off, that is automatically built in for them. Whether they have wealth or not, that is automatically built in for them, and we don't have that.
And it's important that we understand, or I try to put the message out, that it's not about solely about economics. Now, again, you get the economic, you work hard, but if you and I both work equally as hard, the chances of you rising faster and higher is understood by society. And you did nothing. We went to the same school. We put in the same number of hours. But because your skin is a lot clearer than mine, the chances of you rising to the top of that corporate level way before I do, that's just something that's kind of understood. Now, it's changing, but it's still there. Hey, listen, as we get ready to dock this flagship called The Attic, just closing remarks real quick. Everybody take about 6-7 seconds. Give me closing remarks on what you think on white privilege. Let's close it out. Go ahead, baby sis. Give me a couple seconds.
You know, as you said, things are changing. I mean, not at the rate that I would like it to, but, I mean, things are changing. I mean, all we can do is just try to, you know, work on it, get it to change faster.
That's all we can do.
Are at least aware of it. That's all we can do.
Brother Messenger, what you think?
I think we have to do like maybe brother said. We got to televise.
Baby boy, what you think?
I think that the next time a Becky or a John come up to you, what you need to do is just slap the shit out of them and stop
them.
Amen. Go ahead, OG. OG gave amen on that. But again, a Becky, I get it. Okay, because I understand what a Becky is. Go ahead, sit there, Carmen, talk to me.
Well, I'd just like to say, if we have this same conversation with, in quote,
a person called poor white trash, I bet you they would feel the same way we do.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, okay. Oh yeah, hell yeah.
All right, so that's our show for tonight, folks. And I'd like to thank everyone. I didn't mean to cut you off, the OG, but we landed the ship now. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning into the podcast, The Attic. You can always download this podcast on Blog Talk Radio. Tell a phone, tell a friend that the urban podcast called The Attic, we're going to hang around again. Let's say goodnight and let's move on out. Good night.
Peace out.
Good night, everyone.
Night, night.
Bye.